Whoa! Hey, everybody! Welcome to Hangar 66. I'm Red,
and I'm Blackbeard.
Yar. Today was a new episode. Well, a little late, but it's coming out still today, Monday. Not that anybody's going to work today. I mean, maybe some people did go to work today. Did you go to work today?
No, but other people did work today at my work.
I think the government went to work today.
Maybe.
I don't know. The government ain't my baby. That's what happened. But, all right. Or past Christmas.
Yep.
Right? Past Christmas. New Year's Eve is tomorrow. New Year's is coming up.
Yep.
You have a revolution, a New Year's revolution?
Nope. Same old stuff. Keep on keeping on.
I don't usually have New Year's revolutions either. You know, I mean, I just try to do what I got to do.
You know, I just keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking, man. Like, I need to get back in the gym, but that's an everyday thing. That's not just like a New Year's revolution, but everybody kind of uses it as such, right?
Yep.
What about you? You need to get back in the gym there, fatty?
I've been working out again after I got back from the gym. Korea, I started working out again.
Thinking about taking some pre-workout and just doing stuff today.
Ooh, late
today. I'm not even gonna wait. Late start, but I'm not even gonna wait until the first. Just gonna knock it out.
Just do it.
Just go do it. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Probably kettlebell workout. You know, just a mild maybe kettlebell workout. Or I could just be an idiot and turn on insanity and do that.
I and then only just be work like upper body. That's it.
You only no work legs. Upper body?
Yep. Chest what and about arms.
Cock push-ups?
Yeah. That's part of it.
Yeah. You need some of those. That's my only lower body workouts, cock push-ups. My lighting sucks in here, dude. I'm like literally in my closet. I ain't coming out the closet, you know, like.
Did you see that fucking that plane that crashed in Korea?
Is it the 737?
Yeah.
Max? Yeah. Were you flying on that motherfucker?
Not that one. But
oh, my God. You could have been. I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm. I was flying crazy. United, but that was Jeju Airlines. Jeju is a fucking super popular island that they always fly to.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. You could have been on that shit. Do we know, like, have we checked about, like, what happened? And
there's a landing gear fucking
landing gear malfunction. A landing gear malfunction is why they crashed.
Well, it seemed like they were just going fucking full speed down the runway on their belly and then crash into a wall. Two people survived.
I've seen like an F-15 do that.
Something.
Damn, dude. I've seen an F-15 do that.
Yeah. Wild.
Kind of crazy.
On its belly.
I hope their families, pray for their families, you know, everything like that. Let's see. What else we got going on today? That's crazy. Did you see China's new fucking sixth-gen shit? You know what I'm talking about? Did you see that?
I know about it. It's fucking weird.
New sixth-gen shit.
I think it's just them fucking being stupid.
Yeah, it's probably them just being like, hey, America, look at us. And then try to send us into a panic, you know?
Yeah.
Which I'm sure people in the Pentagon are fucking shitting their britches right now. Like, oh, my God. You know?
I don't think it's a real threat.
You don't think so?
No. I ain't worried about it. I think it's fucking...
Ain't worried about nothing.
Just as bogus as the J-20.
Yeah, they're all...
Why was the J-20 flying chase for it? It was kind of weird.
It was kind of weird, huh?
It was all like a... Look at us. Look what we have.
Yeah, it was like a... Hey, look at us. Oh, look. It's leaked footage, you know, somebody on the ground. Oh, no. someone leaked this, right? I was like, oh shit. And then I saw some shit like people putting it on like Instagram and Facebook Reels. Mm-hmm. Like they're like, oh my god, the U.S. It's the U.S. is the new airplane, but they didn't add. They took out the other, the J-20.
Yeah.
Right, you know, in the video, and then just put that. It's like it's a dark star, dude.
It's the
fucking dark star, dude. Have you seen fucking Top Gun 2? That's fucking SR-72, bro.
Yeah. It's real.
It's real.
Yeah. I see
it. Aliens are real,
I
too.
I saw it.
I've seen it, too. I've seen it.
In real life.
Dark star. Yeah, in real life. On the flight line, I've seen it.
Yeah. Is that the air show?
It's got a skunk on it.
Oh, must be you real.
Do you know what that means?
The skunk.
It means it works.
It's stinky.
That's what that means. It means it's smelly.
Why is this?
Hell yeah, dude. Weird?
My bungees are all fucked up on my microphone.
When you move your microphone, people love hearing that on the podcast, you know?
There we go. Now it's better.
They love that.
They had to get hit springy mode in.
They love that. Christmas passed. Christmas is passed. What'd you get for Christmas?
Nothing. Zero. I didn't get anything.
You didn't get anything? Not even for yourself?
Oh, I bought other stuff for myself.
For yourself? You got stuff for yourself.
A tuner. Did you put it underneath the tree?
Did you put it underneath the tree?
No, I haven't gotten it yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
To Arizona.
Listen. Can't incriminate yourself on this place, all right?
Man, it's fucking ridiculous. Okay, nothing cool. Can get shipped to California.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing, man. Nothing. I got a cool fire pit.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I've already used it. Mm-hmm. And drank copious amounts of Guinness next to it.
Guinness.
Got fucked up. Yeah. Yeah. I think I might do that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Drink a lot of beer.
I drank quite a bit last night. Not a whole lot.
Cause you know, it's not a revolution or a New Year's resolution, but I am gonna stop for a while.
Ooh.
Just to like reset my body. Try to lose a bit of mass, try to lose a bit of weight.
It's not the alcohol's fault. It's the beer's fault. You just gotta switch to like
whiskey. Yeah. I love beer, though. You know what I mean?
Do you know what I like? When I was in Korea, mead. They had... Yeah, I love mead. I'm waiting for that to finish, but... They had highballs and tall boy cans.
Yeah. Yeah. They're
fucking delicious.
Yeah.
They had a cucumber one. It was called a fresh ball. It was so fucking good.
Highball.
Yeah.
I need to look at that. Is that a brand?
It's like a type of drink.
A brand,
yeah, okay. But like type. The whole top would come off,
and yeah.
Had like a some of them had like a slice of lemon in it, like a whole slice.
Oh,
of
lemon, yeah,
or lime, or like the cucumber one had a slice, the cucumber slice in it.
It's like a buzz ball, but it's highball.
Yeah,
and like yeah. I think I've seen those
9%. Other ones are like 4.
Yeah, I think 5. I've seen. We'll probably have to order them online, but I'm gonna order one.
But
yeah, no, I'm gonna not drink beer for like 8 months, 9 months. Get back to getting shredded, get some cut going here, you know what I mean?
You gotta bulk up for winter though.
No. It's time to get ready for the beach, man. Right? Alright. You know, there's stages, right? You know the stages, the bulking and cutting stages. I have to use my peptides that I bought, so I gotta use them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep, fancy peptides.
And yeah, getting ready. So we're gonna do that, and yeah, it's gonna be kind of cool. So get your asses in the gym. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And I also need to stop eating donuts. I like donuts.
Yeah, donuts are not good for you.
They're not good, but they are good.
Hmm. Mm. I don't know. I've never been a big donut fan.
What about hot dogs?
Hot dogs, love them.
I love them too. Hey, have you seen that? Do you watch Good Mythical Morning ever?
Never heard of it.
So it's a podcast on YouTube. Well, it's a podcast, but it's also a YouTube show. And this one time they were fucking using this vacuum cleaner and sucking up big old hot dogs in it. Seeing if the vacuum cleaner would make it, would do it.
Huh.
Kind of cool. I thought you would be interested. And then you'd be like, that's a waste of a goddamn hot dog. Yeah. And then you'd fucking write in like a letter. You're like, fuck, at least send them to me when you're done with them. Shit.
Yeah, what'd they do with them? Just throw them away?
I have no idea what they did with them afterwards. But you just see him on a plate, and then you see him fucking whoop, whoop. Yeah, it's kind of cool. If I can find it on YouTube, maybe I should show it to some people here for a second. Hold on.
I only listen to one podcast.
Me too. And that's Hanger fucking 66.
Yeah.
By the way, if you'd like to help our podcast, Hanger 66, you can go to patreon.com/Hanger66podcast. And join our Patreon, the paying side,
$5.
For $5 bucks a month. You can help us. We're almost to the goal to get some new traveling stuff. So that, because we need a camera and a lavalier. That's what we need. Camera and a lavalier.
What the lavalier?
Lavalier mic. It's like one of those clip-on mics that'll. It's either A, I need a phone, like a better phone, to do videos, and I need a mic, like a wireless mic that'll hook up to the phone or hook up to my phone, right?
Because
I can use my phone, but I need a lavalier mic to, you know, take all the audio.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me. Anyways, let me show you this fucking wiener vacuum.
Sucking wieners all day.
Oh yeah,
I knew a few of them.
Sucking on chili dog. Sucking
I was stationed with a few of those wiener vacuums.
Sucking on chili dog. Sucking on chili dog. That's John Mellencamp's fucking awesome song. Sucking on chili dogs is what he does.
Yeah.
Sucking on chili dogs.
Down at the Pastry Freeze.
No, all he does is suck chili dogs. That's the only lyric you know, and that's how you have to sing it.
No.
Sucking down chili dog. Okay. Good mythical morning hot dog vacuum.
Hot dog vacuums.
Whoa.
There's lots of those in the desert. On every deployment.
Hot dog vacuum. Oh yeah, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm gonna pause this for a moment. I'm gonna share my screen. All right, can you see it?
Yep. Oh, I know who these guys are.
We want to know just how big of a wiener this thing can take. Fire up, Neil.
Oh, there it goes.
Oh. It chops it.
It's really, really, really sucking on this thing. XXL. Look at this.
Dude, these guys are awesome. I wish we could do this kind of stuff. Grab the wiener.
That's how I eat my hot dogs.
That's how you eat them.
One bite.
Oh, oh,
that was a big one.
Did you see the big one?
Look at this thing.
That's like a kielbasa.
Oh, shit.
We want to know just how big of a wiener this thing can take.
That is great.
Fire up, Neil.
Yeah, I love it.
Where they got all them hot dogs from.
Yeah, I wonder where they got all them hot dogs from. Those are different kind of hot dogs, dude.
Yeah. Love it.
Someone's on my Wi-Fi, and I'm having issues with it. Oh, no, it's straightened back out.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I was running another tab.
Maybe. I don't know.
Can you guys hear?
We're on your own Wi-Fi. Yeah. We, as in us, all of us that you're talking to, can hear you just fine.
Okay. So I can talk loudly from right here and not have to hold the fucking microphone up to my head, up to my fucking ass. Face.
Yeah.
Us, my asshole. So let's go. So what are we doing today? We're 15 minutes in. Let's talk about.
Let's talk about this day in aviation.
Ooh. 30 December 1977. Here, you know what? Since we do this video, from now on, every time I go to a different screen, I'm just going to share it with you guys.
Just so you guys can see
what we're seeing. And we're talking about this day in aviation. Can you guys see that?
Who the fuck is that?
Can you see that shit?
First woman pilot, maybe. Canada. Air Illinois. De Havilland, Canada. DHC-6. Twin Otter. Are they like the first female pilots?
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize for that. Okay, listen. December, Captain, yeah. We're assigned as a flight crew of De Havilland, Canada. Their flight originated, blah, blah, blah. This was the first time an all-female crew flew a scheduled flight for a United States airline. Wow.
But it was Canadian Air.
It was Canadian.
And a De Havilland.
It was a Canadian airplane. Look at that thing. Also gives all these specs. Look at the propeller diameter. Mm-hmm. 8'6". Do you believe that?
Amazing.
Yeah. Look at that suit. Look at that suit. Classy. Real classy. Look at that guy.
Who's this guy?
Look at this guy.
Chief Warren
30 officer. December 1968 at the Sikorsky Aircraft Corporation plant, Stratford, Connecticut. Chief Warrant Officer James Paul Everin Jr., United States Army, set two world records for time to altitude with while flying a Sikorsky CH-54A Tarhi. I think that's that one right there. Holy shit, dude.
Yeah,
like a sky crane. That's kind of cool, dude. It's kind of a cool airplane.
It is a sky crane. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, kind of a. It looks. It's a bare bones just sky crane. That's kind of cool. The helicopter has an empty weight of 19,000 pounds.
What were the world records?
The world records that they set. The sky crane reached 3,000 meters in 1 minute. And 9,000 meters in 7 minutes. Several attempts to break the existing time to altitude records had been made on 29 and 30 December. Irwin decided to deviate from Sikorsky's recommended climb profile and instead climb vertically 20,000 feet, then return to Sikorsky's profile. All right, Sky Crane. Yeah. What else?
Look at that.
Still in use.
Oh, it's the 64 now.
Still in use. Yeah, S-64. This was upgraded in 2017. Probably in California, where everything fucking burns a lot.
Probably.
All right, what do we got here? Boeing KC-135A Stratotanker refuels a Boeing B-52E Stratofortress.
Strato Fortress.
30 December 1964, the United States Air Force accepted the last of 732 Boeing KC-135 Stratotankers. The new tanker was assigned to the 380th Air Refueling Squadron at Plattsburgh Air Force Base, New York, 12th January 1965. Whoa! Check this out. According to the most recent Air Force fact sheet, 414 KC-135R and 135RT tankers are still in service with the Air Force today. 167 active duty, 67 Air Force Reserve, 180 National Guard. It's estimated that the fleet is 33% through their design lifetime. Obviously, if you guys can read, but I'm also reading audio listeners who listen on just audio, not just
don't.
Everything is available, audio and video.
So you can see
Let's see. There are also 25 special variants of the C-135, such as the OC-135B Open Skies. I don't know what that one is.
OC.
The RC-135S Cobra Ball. I don't know what that one is. RC-135U Combat Scent. Not sure what that one is either. The RC-135V Rivet Joint and the RC-135W Rivet Joint. Now, I know what the rivet joint is. Well, I know what it is. I don't know what it does. I don't know its mission. It's obviously a reconnaissance bird. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of cool. Look at that thing. Look at that thing. Now that you're doing they're moving to the KC-46, they're going to get rid of all those motherfuckers.
Get out.
Get out. Just like they did the KC-10. Get out. Y'all. I mean, it's a lot of fuel, dude. You need a lot of fuel. You know who to call? KC-135. I don't know if the 46 is up to its fucking standards.
Well, the 10 was bigger than the 46, isn't it?
That's true.
Or all of them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that a MiG-15?
It is a... It looks like a MiG. It is. December 30th, 1947, OKB McCowan test pilot Captain Viktor Nevalek Yuganov made the first flight of the Mikoyan and Gurevich I-310 prototype SO-1. This will be developed in the legendary MiG-15 fighter. SO-1 was a single-seat, single-engine prototype for fighter interceptor designed to attack heavy bombers. It was intended to reach high subsonic speed range. The wings and tail surfaces were swept to 35 degrees at 25% chord. The wings were given 2% anhedral.
Why did Rolls-Royce make their engines?
Oh, I would like to know that, too. Vladimir Yukadolov by Rolls-Royce. The I-310 had a maximum speed of 905 kilometers per hour. That's 562 miles, or per AR-15 per hour.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mock.
I mean, it had a fucking cannon and shit. MiG-15. We shot that bitch down a lot. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Lady, shooting star. 30
December 1944. Four service test Lockheed YP-80 shooting stars were sent to Europe in late World War II. Arrived at RAF Burnwood, blah, blah, blah. Late January 1945. That's right when the fucking war is ending, dude. The prototype XB-80, nicknamed Lulubell, was first flown by test pilot at Muroc Army Airfield, now Edwards Air Force.
Is it Robin Olds? I know he flew it after World War II. He talks about it in his book. If you've ever
read his book, Moustache.
Mm-hmm.
Both were returned to the United States. Okay. On January 1945, one of them caught fire. The airplane disintegrated and crashed at Bold. The third. What? Wait, okay.
Tony Levier.
Damage beyond repair. Okay. Bold were returned to the United States in 1945. Was later converted to a pilotless drone. Whoa! During a cross-country flight, made a forced landing in rural West Virginia. The airplane was repaired and returned to service. It was destroyed in a crash near Brandenburg, Kentucky in 1945. That's kind of crazy that they made that shit into a drone, dude. The P-80.
When year did they make it a drone?
1945.
Holy fuck.
Well, no, it was returned in 1945, but it was converted to a pilotless drone probably in late 1940s, early 50s, back in the heyday of all that fucking bullshit testing. You know what I'm saying?
Surprising.
Yeah, pretty crazy, I think, you know? What else? That's a lot of stuff today.
Yeah.
You want to go back to yesterday, since we weren't here yesterday and we weren't talking about airplanes yesterday?
What was yesterday?
Yesterday was the 29th.
Ooh.
Whoa, look at that.
Yep.
Lockheed 10-11. L-1011 TriStar.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's a pretty crazy design, dude. I mean, that's where they got probably the DC-10 and stuff from, right?
That's similar.
You would think? Similar.
The duct on it for the exhaust on the tail engine.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Yeah.
Well, hey, look at that.
It's all swooping.
Look at the old logo.
The more you know.
Dun, dun, dun. Let's see. 1949 Jackie Cochran with her cobalt blue North American Aviation P-51 Mustang.
Thunderbird. What? Huh? Thunderbird.
What are we talking about?
It says Thunderbird on the side of it.
Oh, yeah. Thunder turds, dude.
And then a blue angel. Thunderbird.
It's which is probably over. Okay. So she called it the Thunderbird. Okay. And this is might have where it originated from.
Maybe.
Where the Thunder Chickens fucking originated from.
But it's the color scheme of the Blue Angels.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Anyways, on to the next
one. On the next one. That was this day in aviation. What do you guys think? Yesterday and today in aviation. That's good. We are Hangar 66, so we do talk about airplane stuff from time to time. We also like to talk about bullshit.
Yeah.
And
life.
Life and things like that.
Life goes on and on and on.
I hope everyone out there is having had a great Christmas. You're gonna have a great fucking New Year. Don't make any resolutions because you know you can't keep them.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on keeping on. Let's go to like current events and the news.
Oh, fucking retards.
Beep, 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 beep. This just in. 89 Air Force jobs now eligible for retention bonuses. Yes. Good
for you guys.
Yes. According to Air Force Times, 89 Air Force career fields will be eligible for retention bonuses in 2025, according to a service memo leaked online last week. Though the list was not made readily available by the service, a copy of it providing the names of eligible career fields circulated on social media. Am I sharing this right now? I am not.
No, you're not.
Shnikes, the people on the video can't see it. Yeah. They're going to freak out.
You fucked them over.
They're going to freak out. Though the list was not made readily available by the service, copy of providing the names of the eligible career fields circulated on social media. Oh, look at that. Air Force Airman NCO, Senior NCO.
That fucking page.
They hate that page, dude.
I hate that page. I love that page.
That page likes us. They do.
When?
They follow us.
Because I was trying to get them, I don't know, something, and they just ignored us.
They follow us.
Okay. I guess
so. I've been on their posts, and they're like, hey, good job, guys. You guys are doing fucking great. And then I'd say something, and I was like, hey, you guys should come on. And then they're like, nice try, OSI. You know what I mean?
Tricky.
You know? They are. They're probably paranoid, kind of sketchy. But no, they have said, hey, good job, guys. You guys are fucking killing it. All right.
Are we? They need to promote us then and not be such fuck faces.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, you guys should go listen to this podcast.
Hold on.
And there I am, alone again, in the wilderness. No one's there to see me, to hold my hand, to be next.
All right.
He's back.
Were you talking to them?
No.
What were you saying? That was yelling at kids?
Anything.
Was yelling at stuff.
I didn't say anything at all. Silence.
The document titled United States Air Force Fiscal Year 2025 Selective Retention Bonus Listing details 89 career fields eligible for bonuses that begin at $180,000 and cap out at $360,000. That's probably for just TACP and PJ, just those two.
Yeah.
Just those two alone. And the people who control the airplanes in the sky, not pilots. the other people.
The
ATCs.
Yeah, traffic controllers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The, did you see the VA disability is going up too?
It has gone up.
Yeah. More money.
Yeah. It goes up just a little bit. Goes up just a little bit. Mine went up like $13.
Really?
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Mine only went up like $13.
Like $1 million.
Look at this. Look at this.
Yeah, I don't know about him.
Jimmy Connor, 39th U.S. President and Navy veteran, dies at 100. My goodness. Former President Jimmy Connor, the 39th leader of the United States, a Navy veteran, the only commander-in-chief to graduate from United States Naval Academy, died on Sunday at his home in Plains, Georgia. He was 100 years old.
I'm surprised he was 100. That's crazy.
Yeah. Carter's 1977 to 81 presidency. He didn't get elected, did he?
I don't know. I just know he was one of the most hated presidents ever.
Wasn't it because Nixon left and he just basically took over at that time?
I don't know.
Huh. Anyways.
Nobody liked him.
Okay, cool. At 103, this P-51 Mustang pilot could soon become World War II's last. Oh, in the decades following World War II, numerous fighter pilots have emerged from the record books to belatedly receive an honor long denied them. Credit for downing 5 enemy aircraft recognition as an ace. Many of them were discovered, and their records corrected by the American Fighter Aces Association. Mm. Arguably, the last man is James McCubbin, a North American P-51D Mustang pilot of the 8th Air Force, who is currently under consideration at 103 years old. I wonder what squadron he, okay? Initially, Lockheed P-38 Lightning, the squadron began transition to the North P-51. Okay, I wonder which one it was. 385th Squadron, 364th Fighter Group.
364th.
I mean, I guess that's cool. I mean, it would have been cool if it was like the 2nd, 1st, or 95th. Would have been a little cooler.
Yeah, way cooler.
Yeah,
way but cooler. No.
But no, Davis. But no. What else do we have here? Come with me in the world of something fucking something.
Useless information.
Yeah, useless information. I have a lot of that. Let's go to Fly Global.
Seen any good movies?
Have I seen any good movies? The last movie I saw, like, in theaters or anywhere?
No, anywhere. I rented The Joker 2.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that one.
It was
the
garbage.
Last one I saw was Red One with The Rock and Santa.
Oh, yeah. That looks stupid. No,
it's not. It's pretty good. But I'm a little kid, though. Remember that. And yeah. I have little kids, too.
Watch Venom, the new Venom.
Venom. Is it good?
Yeah, pretty good. There's another one I rented. Can't remember. It was pretty good, too. I don't know.
Nice, dude. Venom. Nice.
On the airplane, I watched a few. Like, but those are older movies.
I watch a lot of YouTube.
Yeah.
I'll turn on Joe Rogan.
Rogan. I'll turn on,
like, SB Mowing. Do you watch that shit?
No. What the fuck is that?
It's
somebody dude, mowing their lawn?
Yeah, he mows lawns. Yeah. It's what's so funny.
Why do you want to watch somebody mow a lawn?
Because I don't have a lawn to mow.
I have somebody to mow my lawn. I can just watch
it's every soothing, Friday. Okay?
I watch it in real life.
I watch it. I live in the desert. I have no grass. All right.
My gardener, like, he'll mow the grass and then he'll feed it to the cows.
Oh.
And they hear him coming and they all like gather by the fence and they're waiting for
shit.
Him.
Oh, shit. You want to give a cow update right now? Welcome to cow update.
Cows are doing real good. They're doing real good.
Do you have any pictures of them? Are they in your backyard currently? Are they currently in your backyard? Are they on your plate?
Probably in the backyard.
Right now? Or in your front yard?
Eating some grass. Doing cow stuff.
Can you take us there?
I don't want to get up. No. No. No.
No field trip with Blackbeard? That's fucked up.
Not this time.
So they're doing real
special camera, and then I could do it.
You said they're doing real nice?
Yeah. Real nice. Real good.
This has been the cow update. Cow update with Hangar 66.
In my front yard, there's horses. There's horse and one bull.
Wow.
In the front yard.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's like across the street in the front yard.
Dude, I think I've told this story before, but we were traveling across the country from Maryland to Arizona, and my daughter was in the back seat, and we were like pointing towards like horses and cows and stuff like that. Look at the horses. Look at the cows. Look at the horsies. Look at the goats. Whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, look at the housey. And it was a house. She goes, look at the housey. So, yeah. And then I think she was like 5 years old. Mm. She was like, look at the housey. I was like, what's a housey?
Right there, fucking house, retard.
Well, it's a house, yeah, but she called it a housey. I thought it was really funny because she was trying to say horsey. Mm. And so anytime we're on a road trip with, and she's almost 15, dude, so it's been almost 10 years.
The housey.
And every time we fucking drive, I still give her shit. And I'm just like, hey, I don't see any houseys around. She's like, ah, you're an ass, dad. You know what I mean? Like that. It's
funny. It's don't be an ass.
Get shit. I love to give my kids shit. That's the best part of my day. At least being home from work.
Yeah.
When do you go back to work?
The middle of next week.
I said, go on Monday.
I could go back Monday, but I don't want to yet.
I go back Monday. Okay, so here's the schedule for next week. I'm going to leave like mid-morning on Sunday to get back to Cali. Can we do an episode Sunday evening?
Evening. Yeah, why not? Sure.
So that way we can put it out Monday morning and have it done.
See if the other two retards show up.
They're not going to.
They're not
going
to. They gave up.
They're not going to. And if they do, okay, then my bad. I was wrong, but they probably won't.
They're going to be replaced.
But, you know, being that right now it's just the two of us, you can go, if you'd like to help this channel out, you can go to patreon.com/Hangar66podcast and subscribe for $5 bucks
a
month if you'd like.
It's just $5.
It is just $5.
Just $5.
It's just $5.
You two can make it amazing. Together.
Together, you can make it amazing. And then, you know what we should do? We should start bringing our Patreons on the show.
Yeah. We should. Well, we brought one Patreon on, right?
We've brought
the Italian old lady.
All of them.
The bearded Italian lady. The
bearded lady. Has Tony. Has Tony been on?
No, Tony is not.
Greg hasn't been on.
I could hit him up. Yeah. He'd be good. He was my like first supervisor.
Ricky Freeland hasn't been on yet, but hey man, hit us up if you want to be on here, dude.
Yeah.
Shane Frere has paused his Patreon membership for right now. He's just adjusting some stuff, but he'll be back.
See what you do.
Yeah, he's about to deploy again for his 13th fucking deployment in a row, dude. He's fucking moving.
Deploys.
Yeah. He's moving, dude. So he's about to deploy 13th time. That's crazy, right?
What does he work on?
He's a crew chief.
Yeah, on what?
Fighters? I think bombers? He's on, fighters, but I think he's in crash and recovery. Last time I heard from, but he's deployed fucking 13 times. Or he's deployed 12 times. He's about to deploy the 13th time.
Mm.
Allegedly. I don't know the schedule.
No. Don't tell China. China knows.
Opsep, dude. Opsep. What else? Let's see. Mm-hmm. Let's look on Flight Global.
What the hell is Flight Global? What the hell is the internet?
I don't know what the internet is. I just know what radio is.
Yeah, see.
C390 Airlander. What the fuck is that? Whoa. Here we go. Celebrates Mao's birthday with new combat jets. Beijing has staged a late-year aerospace coup by showing off not one, but two stealth aircraft. Images of the first aircraft, a large delta wing platform that appears to have three engines starting to appear on social media, blah, blah, blah. The first jet was accompanied by a two-seat Chengdu J-20 fighter acting as
a mighty dragon. Or whatever the fuck they call it. I think they call it.
It was accompanied by what appears to be a Shenyang J-16. This could indicate it was developed in China's northeast city of Shenyang. Came home Shenyang aircraft operation.
Shenyang.
Oh my gosh. Am I even sharing? I'm not even sharing. You got to remind me to share, dude. Oh, will it play?
There it is. See, like, wow. Why did they put three engines on it? I bet it's super fucking garbage.
Interesting.
I want to see more pictures of it. Just like the fucking... Yeah, they said there's another one too. That one.
Yeah.
Which is fucking weirder.
Yeah.
It just doesn't add up. Here, something doesn't Here, make sense. Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah, the CIA is probably shitting their fucking britches right now, dude. Allegedly. I don't know anything. You know what I want to share, dude? I want to share some cool stuff here. Hold on.
Just me again. Just me. What are you going to do? You left me here all alone again. Wilderness. By myself. I don't know what to do. So cold. So cold out here. Can't survive.
Hi.
Oh. Well, he's back again.
You know what? I was like, I want to share some, like, we shared some fucking Asian stuff here. I want to share some
Oriental. The Orient. You want to share some?
I want to share some fucking cool stuff.
I'm waiting.
Well, stand by, sir. I know the audience is waiting too, man. But here we go, dude. What's in that background? Is that you?
Yeah.
What is it?
Music.
Dude, check this out, bro. I want to share this, homie. This isn't my video, but I want to share it just because it's fucking the sound of freedom. Oh, yeah. Do that. Yeah, get up there. Get up there. For everyone not watching the video, we're currently listening to an F-15, I believe E, taking off in burner at night. Fucking sound of freedom. Yeah. Let's watch this other one. Here comes another one. And full burner, dude. Straight away. Full burner. What do you think?
I always loved fucking watching that at Red Flag at Nellis. Because we'd always be right there at the end of the runway.
Dude, that was the best
take off and burner.
Yeah. That was the best part about working at Nellis. Yeah. Oh, here go. Here we go. Another one.
Bye bye.
Oh, get up there. Get up there. Yeah, buddy. You know, I want to also share. I want to share another thing with people that probably haven't seen this in a minute, but it's just for us old timers, you know.
Old timers.
For us old timers that worked on 15s, you know, back when, you know, we had to wear BDUs and shit like that. Oh, shit. Flight simulator. You guys see this? Can you hear it?
Yep.
Well, oh, yeah. This, like, we would play this in class all the time. It was so. What were those of you people listening? We're playing a video called "Where Eagles Fly," and it's just a F-15 montage. You should go check it out. It's on YouTube. You can find us at Hangar 66 Podcast under YouTube.
Arashka.
Yeah, look at that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know what? We were going to talk about, I was thinking about talking about some A&P stuff today, but we're watching some fucking F-15 videos, dude. We're going to watch some Raptor videos after this. Maybe some A-10 and F-16 to fucking polish it off. Those Chinese videos got me pumped up now. Pumped up. I got pumped up. Oh, yeah. Eagles fly. Take me away. Come on and take me away. I don't know the lyric.
Yeah.
Not my video. This is not my song either. Eagles fly. We are reacting to this video. We don't own any of this. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Sleepy Pilot.
Oh, yeah. Sleepy. Back there in the humps. Oh. Look at that. BDUs. Yep. Yeah.
BDUs.
Dude.
Bird on the wing. Oh, I get close.
It's obsessive. You're not allowed to do that. You can't have your phone near the airplane. Oh, weapon monkeys. Fly me away. Yeah, with your eek. You got an eek on there? Digital.
Digis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Man, pump me up, dude.
When you had to download the fucking times and shit on E-Models?
Ooh.
It was like an old fucking like Miltope you had to connect. Those things were fucking super old.
You still have to do that shit on F-16s.
It was like the first generation fucking JTD fucking things. But they're just like, they don't flip open. It was just like a big fucking beefy tablet. Like buttons on the side. Sea-Doo? No.
They do it on F-16s. You got to do it on F-16s all the fucking time. SEMS? CEMS?
I think so, yeah.
Right?
C-E-M-S. Big green fucking giant.
Yeah, you gotta fucking do
box.
It.
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You still gotta do it on 16s, dude.
They probably have like fancy tough books and shit now.
They do have fans. I mean, but you're still going to do it.
Way easier.
Mm-hmm. Way easier, bro.
Having to do math and shit.
Yeah, what's math? What is that?
How long did he fly? I don't remember.
What's math? Hold on. Here we go. Look at this. We are not sponsored by Liberty Mutual.
Liberty.
Look at that. Liberty, oh, yeah. Liberty. Here we go. We can't even tell. You see it?
Yeah.
That's 16, boy. You see the Pratt? The fucking spray rings? It's Pratt Whitney.
Look like a rocket.
The fuck are they? I don't know. Very dark out there.
So dark. It's classified. Can't talk about it.
I'll find another one for us. A better one. I'll find like a 16. Do you remember? There's this one video.
Nope.
I mean, there's a lot of videos, but there's this one video with like a bunch of stuff here. Hold on. This one?
Waiting.
Yeah, this is the one right here, dude. It's a fucking rad. It's a rad video right here. I hope it's the right one.
So
again, we don't own the music and we don't own the video, but this is like a 20-year-old video. So, okay, can you guys see it? Here, I'll put it on full screen. The
bombshell.
Yeah, dude. Such a fucking rad fucking thing here.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger.
Oh, look at that shit.
And you will know my name is the Lord, for I lay my vengeance upon
Damn. I thought it was going to play more air power, but I guess it's playing.
It's just atomic.
Back. Quick drop the bombshell straight to the track. 21st century killing machine. Hell yeah, dude. Bunker Buster.
Are you going to shock it all, me?
Yeah, Zot. Look at this firepower. Zot's a lot, yeah. We don't have that in Germany. Quite a few. There it is. It's slick though. Yeah, they're all Nellis stuff.
Wow.
Oh, B2. Let's go, dude. This pumps us up. Pumped up dick right now. The world collide. Hey, listen, for those of you listening on audio right now, hold on, let me pause this. Hold on, for those of you, well, paused it. For those of you on audio, we're watching this video from YouTube. It was done 17 years ago. It's not our video, not our music. Of the U.S. superpower and weapons that they use, that we use on things and peoples. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Once a time ago.
Well, once a time ago. All right. Back to it. Damn. Hey, did you see that chocolate nougaty clusterfuck?
Yep.
Bomb. Hardcore. Remember when videos used to be like this?
That was like the beginning. This was before YouTube and shit.
This is like early YouTube.
No, because I remember this video from like, I think it was like boot camp.
Damn. Look at that.
And that was before YouTube.
Okay. Was he like, did they like show you this montage and be like, you should join?
I think it was like before like church and boot camp, they would play all the videos to like pump you up, I guess.
Yeah.
With like the Die Motherfucker one.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do that one. And I think this one. And then the fucking Toby Keith one.
Whoa, look at the raptor.
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't in boot camp. They didn't have raptors then.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Let's stop sharing here. Stop sharing.
Stop it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, dude. Hey, actually, this is like, okay, this is going to be a fucking sick video, and you guys are going to enjoy this video.
I don't know if they will.
I think they will.
I don't think they will.
We got a few minutes left here. Mm-hmm. We got a few minutes left here. We're going to watch this raptor video. Then we'll go into whatever else we want to. But we wanted to get here and give you guys a real quick, not a real quick episode, because obviously it's been an hour. But yeah. Share.
Like, share, subscribe. Love us.
Oh, no. I was talking about sharing my screen.
This is how ridiculous. I watch them, guys. They do some weird shit.
Here we go. I guess Cabo. this is about the demo team or something.
Oh, the no.
Demo team.
Prima donnas.
Which are rad. No way, they're rad. I actually wanted to do a video about like what it takes to get ready for takeoff. Be one of them.
Yeah.
And a video of like do these.
I knew a few demo team guys for the Raptor and gals. Guys and gals.
Damn, look at that shit.
Yeah.
Those are such good shots.
I know.
How do they do that? Holy shit, that one's badass. Mm-hmm. No wonder people hold this fucking airplane in such high regard. Like, it's a crazy beast.
Badass fucking plane. Oh, Raska.
So sick. The music too, it just gets you going. So hardcore.
Oh, badass. Look at them sunglasses.
That was the hardest fucking video I've seen for so long.
The first Raptor demo pilot was fucking at the 43rd. Mitch Muga. And then he became the fucking commandant or whoever the fuck of the Air Force Academy. He's like a major general now, I think.
Yeah.
He's fucking...
Dude, my 15 pilot went over to you guys over the 43rd. He was,
remember his
name? Droopy?
Mm.
It's probably after you left.
Yeah, I don't remember that name.
I guess he was going over there to be an instructor. Droopy.
Yeah. Nope. But yeah. Old times.
All right. Hell yeah. All right, you guys. This has been a great episode here. We want to bring it to you real so quick. Good. Not real quick, but you know. Hey, go hydrate. Mm-hmm. Go drink water.
Always drink. So,
go drink water. Not you.
Talking drinks to, soju.
Talking about people. Yeah, drink soju.
Soju.
Drink beer. Responsibly, please.
It's got water in it. It's got what men crave.
It's got one man. Grave. Listen, I hope you guys enjoyed this today's episode. We talked a lot about airplanes. In fact, we just basically talked about airplanes, showed some mm-hmm. airplane montage videos. Coming up, I'd like to show some the A-10 demo. Do you know that they're going away with the A-10 demo team? This was their last year that they are doing it, this last year. They're getting rid of it.
Allegedly.
I'd like to do some F-16 demo team, some F-35 demo team, that kind of stuff, right? Also demo team from outside the U.S. and see how they fucking do things too as well. I want to talk about like what it takes to get there, things like that. Next episode will probably also be we'll go to the general aviation side of the house because today we talked about mainly military. We'll go to the general aviation side of the house and talk about airframe and power plant. The FAA airframe and power plant certificate, what it takes to get it, the FAA requirements. We'll get it straight from the FAA website, show you the requirements of what it takes to even be able to test, show you what the tests are like or show you what's included in the test. And yeah, go from there and basically what it takes. It'll be a whole airframe and power plant episode, right? So those of you who listen to us or may listen to us in the future and are looking to get the airframe and power plant, then you'll know.
Do it.
Another episode that I'm looking to do is probably tools, just one based on tools like our dream toolboxes or, you know, shit like that. I don't know. I'm spitballing here, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna spitball it.
Spitballing.
It's all random.
It is all random.
We have no plans.
Listen.
Besides
what?
Plans.
And besides plans of
greatness.
Going to patreon.com/hangar66podcast and subscribing to our Patreon and helping out the podcast for $5 a month.
Just $5.
Yes, it is not Keys to the Jet anymore. We changed it without having a board meeting.
Nope.
So we do what the fuck we want here. And you guys can do whatever the fuck you want with us. So again, go to patreon.com/hangar66podcast. Subscribe to Patreon and we'll bring you on an episode of the show. Yes.
Personal.
Personalized.
Getting real personal.
Real personal. And then we'll call you names and you can call us names.
Yeah.
Things like that.
We'll piss you off.
Right on. You can, yeah. We can piss you off. You can piss us off. That kind of stuff.
I could push your buttons until you lose your mind.
He really does love doing that.
You know what I
mean? He does love doing that. All right, man. Hey, you want to, especially what?
When I've been drinking, I like to push buttons a lot.
There's a little bit of mead. When there's a little bit of mead in his blood, he likes to push it out a bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
All right, here. Well, Blackbeard, if you want to take us through where you can find us.
Come on over so you can listen, like, share, and subscribe to all of our pages on Twitch, YouTube, IG, Facebook, Rumble, TikTok, and X. Hangar 66 podcast. Just look it up. Google it. Search
it. Google it. It's there.
Penetrate it. Find us.
Listen. Also, nice. Also, if you're having a hard time, you need somebody to talk to, hit us up. you can message us, DM us. We'll say, hey, and give you a couple words of wisdom, and then give you a couple of words of non-wisdom.
Yeah.
We'll tell you you're awesome and then tell you to fuck off. All in one mm-hmm. breath. If you'd like.
Like I love and hate you.
You can hit us up. We could call your mother-in-law mm-hmm. on air and talk shit to her.
We could call whoever if you want.
Yeah, we could do that. And we would put it on the podcast.
Yes.
Do that.
That'd be great. That'd be good.
That's for you. You just let us know. You DM us.
Mm-hmm.
You could leave a comment on the video on YouTube and say, hey, call my mother-in-law and talk shit to her.
Yeah.
Or call my brother and tell him he's a fuckface. Yeah. Anything like that. We'll do it for you.
One of our best guests. Call the mayor. Tell him
if you want us, we can call them and just fucking bust ass in the phone and hang up. We don't even have to say words.
Call little Mikey.
Listen, we'll do it.
Yeah.
For $5 bucks a month. That's your, that, listen, go to patreon.com/hanger66podcast. Sign up for $5 bucks. And we'll call anybody you want and tell them to fuck off for you. We won't say your name, but we'll say somebody called us and told us to tell you to fuck the straight off.
That'd be perfect.
And we will do it for you.
That'd be really
we
cool.
do not care. We are aircraft maintainers.
Or you want us to call somebody and say we love you.
Yeah. We can call somebody and tell them that we love you, that you saw them at the club the other night and you thought the booty was looking real good and juicy and that you know, you want to be on that thing. You might be too shy to tell them that. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll tell them that for you. You got somebody in the background. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we can tell people that you really like them, love them, you miss them, you don't miss them, you hate them, want to fight them. We'll fight them for you.
You want to kiss them? You want to punch them?
You want to rub them?
Beat them off. Beat off two guys at once.
Beat off to them. Whatever. You let us know. We'll help you. And Hanger66, patreon.com/Hanger66podcast, $5 bucks. We'll do anything you want.
Yes.
Ow! All right, you guys. We're going to get out of here and we're going to go do some stuff. I got to go check what these kids are doing because they've been quiet way too long.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? These kids have been quiet way too long. Way too long. All right, we're out of here. They're up to something.
Mm-hmm.
Up to something. Yes. Maybe up to nothing, which is even worse.
Okay.
Also, I need a title right now.
Ooh.
Give me one.
Fuck. I don't know.
You thought of it last time.
I did. This one was about
fucking air power.
Hot dog vacuums.
Hot dog vacuums.
Air powered Chinese hot dog vacuums.
Chinese air power. Oh, well, hold on. Chinese air powered or air powered Chinese vacuums?
Air powered Chinese hot dog vacuums.
Air powered Chinese hot dog vacuums. I need to write this down here. Air.
Number one hot dog suckers. Chinese. Number one Chinese hot dog suckers. The best of the best.
Air power Chinese hot dog vacuums. Yeah?
Yes. Best of the best. Number one.
Ichiban.
Number one.
Pantera Ichiban. Air power Chinese hot dog vacuums.
There you go. Oh. Afterburning air powered.
Afterburning.
Air powered Chinese hot dog suckers.
Air power Chinese hot dog vacuums.
Suckers.
Vacuum suckers?
No. Hot dog suckers.
Hot dog suckers. Hot dog. That one's going to be a good one. Afterburning air power Chinese hot dog suckers.
Yes.
We got it. we have to decide on air for the
yes.
The title. So when people look back, they go, oh, that's why they did that.
That's how they came up with it.
I see it. Yeah.
It all makes sense at the end.
It makes sense at the end. All right, we're getting out of here. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.